Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, in today's top of the news story, 47 million people are living with dementia globally. That's up from 35 million in 2009. Without medical breakthroughs, these numbers can likely develop double every 20 years. What I want you to take from this report that was issued on Tuesdays, researchers from the Alzheimer's Disease International say about 58% of all people with dementia live in developing countries, and that by 2050, nearly half of all of those with the disease will live in Asia. But they're expected to rise with aging populations. As more cases are identified, there is no known cure for dementia. That includes Alzheimer's and early onset dementia. It's sort of a spectrum. It's kind of like autism now. They're giving a very broad spectrum to that term dementia. However, you know, we talk about exercise a lot on these shows, and there are some things that you can do for your brain to help ward it off a little bit, besides genetic testing and finding out if you are at risk for Alzheimer's or early Alzheimer's. You can do some things. For example, you can balance your checkbook without a calculator. You can do crossword puzzles. You can do muscle exercises for your brain. You can think of things, try and remember things. There are certain foods that are really good. Omega-3s, particularly leafy green vegetables, very good. And of course, the old standby exercise, which is really, really good for blood flow. And anything that increases blood flow is going to help your brain and help your brain that is the muscle. So these are things that you can try and do to help, you know, make your brain just a little bit stronger. And in our next story, exercise has been shown, and we all know that, especially on this show, that exercise is medicine. But now it appears to help control what's called an irregular heartbeat or atrial fibrillation in obese people. So if an obese person is diagnosed with AFib, they have this irregular heartbeat, this palpitation, this something that goes really, really fast. Well, cardiorespiratory fitness can reduce the risk that this potentially dangerous situation, that this heartbeat that gets offbeat a little bit, can cause a stroke. So this is one of the risks of stroke is AFib. When you're obese, that increases that risk even a little bit more. And even more than losing weight, this new study says that fitness helps to reduce that risk. So even more than losing weight, getting your heart in shape, helping it. And you know, this adds to that growing body of evidence that risk factor management, obesity, the things that what we call comorbidities that go along with obesity can contribute to heart disease risk. I'm having a lot of trouble talking today, and I don't exactly know why. I think I probably need to do my brain exercises because something is just not clicking today. But it's just only Tuesday, so it's still the beginning of the week. And if you have more stories that you like me to talk about at the beginning, please feel free to send them on to melanie@radiomd.com, because we're going to take these stories, these trending news stories, these breaking news stories. When you hear about something that's really, really big in the health world, you know we're going to be talking about it right here on Radio MD. And not only will we be talking about it, but we're going to be kind of coming up with solutions of our own, advice, tips, analysis. We'll be talking about these things and getting your take on what we can do to change some of them, because some of these things, many of these things, are really very changeable. So we got a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.